Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation comes from our gospel lesson, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This is our text. Here we are in the middle of July, very hot month. It might seem a little odd at first that here we are in God's house celebrating Christmas. But when you think about it, maybe that's not so odd after all. Think about what Christmas is really all about. It's God's gift to us, to the world, the gift of a Savior. God, in the form of that tiny babe of Bethlehem, had come to visit and redeem his people. John, in his gospel, says this about the birth of the Savior: "In him was life, and that life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness." That's what Christmas is all about. It's about light. It's about life. About God's gift to us of a Savior. We live in a dark world. Darkened spiritually. We live in a spiritually dark world. This is a sin-filled world. And many of the people of this world don't know who Jesus is. Many of them don't believe that he is the Savior of all people. But we have seen the light. And we know who Jesus is. And we believe that he is the Savior sent from God. So with the help of the shepherds this morning, we're going to look at some of the things that they did on that first Christmas night, and maybe learn a little bit about what we can do as we try to follow their example, now that we too have seen the light. The first thing they did when the angel had left him is they went to Bethlehem. Luke says in the King James that they went with haste. Those words that the angel spoke to them that night touched their hearts. Those words were good news. In fact, they had never heard any news that was better than what the angel had just told them. News about the birth of the Savior. Not just any Savior, but the birth of the Savior sent from God. That child who was born in Bethlehem that night to Mary and Joseph was the Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. And he had come into this world to bring to those shepherds and to all people great joy and peace with God. It's no wonder they went with haste to Bethlehem to find this child, the one they knew already was born to be their Savior. And the moment they looked into that manger and saw that babe, they knew they had found everything that they were missing in their lives. They could see in his face the gift of forgiveness, the life he had come to bring and restore to all people, and that sure and certain hope of salvation. And Luke tells us as the Spirit then moved them to go everywhere and tell everyone all the things they had heard and seen. But that's not all they did. After they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They went forth from that manger glorifying and praising God for the gift he had just sent them. But it wasn't enough. They had to tell somebody about it. They had to tell everybody about it. They woke up everyone in Bethlehem that night so that everyone in that city could hear the good news of great joy. They knew that this good news was too good to keep to themselves. The angel told them the child was born to be the Savior of all people. And so with joy, they went everywhere and they told everyone, Christ, the Savior, is born. The shepherds give us a great example to follow. We hear that same angel's message today. We are here again in God's house to celebrate one more time that gift of a Savior. And in him we have found everything that was missing in our lives. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. And we come back to church every Sunday to glorify and praise God for that gift of a Savior. Because we know that by believing in him, we have hope and peace and joy. But we cannot be satisfied by keeping this message to ourselves. If Christmas doesn't move us to action, then there's something seriously wrong with our Christmas celebration. If the birth of our Savior fills us with joy, then with joy, we must tell others. If we believe that Jesus is the only Savior from sin, then we must speak to them about all the things we have heard and seen. If we believe that he really is the light of the world, then we must make sure that we shine that light into this world dark with sin. Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Without Jesus, people are lost in sin and are under the wrath of God. Just God sent his son into this world to be the Savior of all people. Luke goes on from that verse in John 3:6 to write this: God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus came to save the world. He was born. He lived, died on a cross, and rose to life again for all people. For all people. Isaiah wrote this picture of the world. He said, darkness covers the earth. and deep darkness, the people. You ever think about life in that deep darkness? Paul gives us this picture of that life. He writes in Romans chapter 1, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, and malice. They're gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no hope. If that isn't bad enough, he goes on to continue that description in the book of Galatians. Paul writes, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. That's life in deep darkness. And that's life with no hope of ever having anything better. Did you ever think about the people in Bethlehem that night? What took place that night was probably in the middle of the night. Most likely everyone in Bethlehem was asleep. And then the shepherds came to town. They make their way to the manger. They see the newborn babe. They know and they believe that he is the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. And now they want everyone, everywhere, to know the good news that Christ, the Savior of all people, is born. Can you see them leaving the manger, running through the streets of Bethlehem in the middle of the night, glorifying and praising God, telling everyone the good news, probably telling them the good news joyfully and loudly, waking the whole town up with their celebrating, and urging everyone they come to go to the manger and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto them. By the time they leave Bethlehem, the whole town must have been awake. Everyone was heard what they were saying, what they were proclaiming. Everyone heard about this baby born in a manger who's supposedly the long-awaited Messiah. Did you ever wonder how many people in Bethlehem that night also made their way to the manger to see what the shepherd's excitement was all about? I'd be willing to bet probably no one. I doubt whether Mary and Joseph had anyone else drop in on them that night to see the child. You have to wonder why. They must have believed that there really was nothing there for them. Nothing they needed. Nothing they wanted. John writes this, the light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. He was in the world and he made the world. and the world did not know him. The world loved the darkness more than the light. But the light is shining in the darkness. And what does that mean for those who welcomed him? It means we are the children of God. It means that God Almighty is our Abba Father. It means that we have received one gift of his grace after another. It means we have the complete forgiveness of all of our sins. It means that we live with hope, with a sure and certain hope of eternal life that cannot be taken away from us. It means that we have salvation, that we have been saved from the consequences of our sins and saved for eternal life. It means we have peace, peace with God, peace from an accusing conscience. It means we have a joy that knows no bounds, that can never be dimmed or taken away from us. It means that we are loved with an everlasting love that cannot be broken. All this and more is ours by believing that the babe of Bethlehem is our Savior. All this, God daily overflows in our hearts and lives. By faith, we have what the world is searching for. We have what the world needs. And when we live our faith, we shine like the sun in this dark world of sin. For example, when we show love, when we show agape love, when we love one another, when we love our neighbors as ourselves, when we even love our enemies, we show the world the kind of love that God has for them too. See, the world doesn't know. The world doesn't understand. The world can't comprehend that kind of love. But when they see that love, when they see it in action, two things are going to happen. First, they're going to know that you are a disciple of Christ. And the second thing that will happen is that that love will show them Jesus and his love for them. At Christmas, the light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. That message of Christmas is as important today in July as it was in December. Good news of great joy. Christ, the Savior, is born. That's the good news of Christmas. That's the joy of Christmas. Christ the Savior has come for all people. Shine the light of Christmas into the darkness of this world so that more and more people can see the light and come to believe. Paul writes this in 2 Corinthians, "Let the light shine in the darkness for the purpose of revealing the glory of God in the person of Christ." Amen. We rise.